This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. For new and beginning farmers who may have not filled out a census of agriculture before, this is your first opportunity to be counted and make your voices heard. Currently, the census is the only complete count of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them. It includes even the smallest plots of land, rural or urban, growing fruits, vegetables, or raising food animals, if $1,000 or more of such products were raised and sold, or normally would have been sold during the census year. The information produced by the census guides Congress, agribusiness, policymakers, researchers, local governments, and many others on the creation and funding of agricultural programs and services, decisions that can directly impact your local operations and the future of the agriculture industry for years to come. New farmers or existing farmers who have not participated in a prior census of agriculture still have time to sign up to be counted through June 30th at www.agcounts.usda.gov/cgi-bin/counts. The survey takes less than a minute and will ensure that you receive a census form that you can fill out in paper form or online. If a farmer or rancher is not on the Agriculture Department's list by June 30th, he or she will not have an opportunity to participate in the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Do you or someone you know have GMO questions? Look no further than the newly designed, user-friendly GMO Answers website featuring answers to all GMO and biotechnology questions. Established in 2013, GMO Answers has welcomed over 1,300 questions from people of all backgrounds, including curious students, parents, teachers, and skeptics, among others, and provided each one with a unique response from a volunteer expert. The Water Rights Protection Act, supported by AFBF, has made a reappearance in the House. Protection of water rights for Western ranchers is imperative to stop federal infringement of property. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Ryan Yates has called farmers and ranchers to action. AFBF is calling on farmers and ranchers across the country, not just the West, to stand up for property rights and encourage their members of Congress to support H.R. 2939. A cookout of Americans' favorite foods for the 4th of July, including hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, lemonade, and chocolate milk, will cost slightly less this year and still comes in at less than $6 per person, according to AFBF. Farm Bureau's informal survey reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is $55.70, or $5.57 per person. The cost for the cookout is down slightly at about less than 1%. According to AFBF Director of Market Intelligence, Dr. John Newton, retail meat prices continue to come down in price and are more affordable this year. Higher production has resulted in downward pressure on prices throughout the beef complex compared to prior years. The 2017 winner of the prestigious $250,000 World Food Prize was announced at the Agriculture Department in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Akinwumi Adesina, president of the African Development Bank, was honored as this year's recipient. Adesina focuses on assuring that Africa can be self-sufficient in food production while also addressing malnutrition and stunting of growth that results from childhood hunger during early development. Awarded by the World Food Prize Foundation, the prize has been referred to as the Nobel Prize for Food and Agriculture and is the most prominent global award recognizing an individual who has enhanced human development and confronted hunger by improving the quality, quantity, or availability of food in the world. The Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers on Tuesday announced a proposed rule to rescind the Clean Water Rule and recodify the regulatory text that existed prior to 2015 defining Waters of the United States, or WOTUS. Farmers and ranchers across this country are cheering EPA's proposal to ditch its flawed Waters of the U.S. rule, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement. We know the importance of clean water, and farmers and ranchers work hard to protect our natural resources every day. He added this rule was never really about clean water. It was a federal land grab designed to put a straitjacket on farming and private businesses across this nation. That's why our federal courts blocked it from going into effect for the past 2 years. The announcement shows EPA's Administrator Pruitt recognizes WOTUS for what it is, an illegal and dangerous mistake that needs to be corrected. A modernized North American Free Trade Agreement must build upon market gains for U.S. agriculture and settle remaining challenges for our nation's farmers and ranchers in our neighboring markets, Don Shawcraft, Colorado Farm Bureau President, stated in a hearing before the U.S. Trade Representative on Tuesday. NAFTA has been overwhelmingly beneficial for the vast majority of farmers and ranchers across the U.S. for decades, said Shawcraft in testimony on behalf of the American Farm Bureau Federation. U.S. agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico have quadrupled from $8.9 billion in 1993 to $38.1 billion in 2016. Although the benefits from NAFTA are clear and many, there are reasons to reform and update the agreement. NAFTA renegotiations present a prime opportunity to address challenges fruit and vegetable farmers have faced with Mexico, as well as a chance for dairy, row crop, and wheat farmers to settle issues with Canada. CNN Money quoted AFBF's Dr. Bob Young in a recent article on the Trump administration's trade policies. There are many potential implications of the president imposing major tariffs, including the possibility that America's current trading partners will retaliate, noted CNN. Young, chief economist at AFBF, explained that this is alarming to farmers and ranchers. It is a big deal, and we're very worried about this, he said. The potential is certainly there for other countries to retaliate. Young also discussed how imposing tariffs could impact agricultural jobs. For example, the Chinese government could easily slap tariffs on American soybeans, one of the biggest U.S. exports to China. Recently introduced legislation that would modernize the tax code and streamline regulations for producers of craft beverages will provide opportunities for rural entrepreneurship and expand domestic markets for crops, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. New and expanding rural ag-based businesses like craft breweries, distilleries, wineries, and cider makers foster economic development and create much-needed jobs in rural America, Duvall said in a letter of support to the sponsors of the Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act of 2017. Those watching the pork belly market received one more piece of insight in the Agriculture Department's cold storage report last week. Pork belly inventories have been more than 50% below a year ago since November 2016. May marks the 10th consecutive month bellies in cold storage have been below 40 million pounds. This is the longest stretch below 40 million pounds since the cold storage report began in 1973. The longest stretch was in 1977 for 9 months. May also marked the beginning of a seasonal decline in inventory that typically starts in April or May. The markets reacted by adding another $3.84 per hundredweight on Friday to belly primal value. Bacon is still a sizzling food trend that extends well beyond breakfast, sandwiches, and burgers. It continues to be featured on donuts, ice cream, pizza, and in sauces. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.